Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Behold, the King will come, the Lord of the earth, and he himself will lift the yoke of our captivity. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One day as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence, but not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd. They went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle of in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw the faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your heart? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that they may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home, glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus come to give us strength, especially give us the life of a soul. But on the other hand, also he cared for us, even our bodily need. It's important that you follow Jesus with trust. Even at times we pray for many things as if not being given, but this is all the time we have to trust the Lord. This paralyzed man was carried by the friends, and they put him down from the top of the roof. It takes courage and sticks trust. So mutual trust is also important to follow Jesus. And Jesus is the one who gives us strength in our soul. He said to the man, "Your sins are forgiven." Then to ask him to stand up. It's important to prove to the Pharisees, but at that time, there is the power to forgive. But important is to have life when we follow Jesus, even life. In not only in a spiritual thing, also physical, we have to always thankful to the, for the Lord that we have good health, that also we are all called to be with him as a group, as a family. Jesus called us, each one of us, to come to him hand by hand. Thank the Lord, we are one being before the Lord. Jesus, we trust Il remercie. Jesus, give the strength to be united as you want us to be united. You promise we two or three united in your name, you are in our midst.